Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Good afternoon, Rocket Nation. Welcome to another installment of the Rocket Sports Breakdown. It's Turkey Day. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, to you and yours, whoever you're spending time with, whatever you're doing. It's a great special occasion. We got three games today, and all of them have playoff implications on the line. That's what makes this day even more exciting, because technically nobody is really counted out right now. Now, the first two games are between two teams with winning records, including our first matchup, with the NFC North currently up for grabs. That's the Vikings and the Lions, downtown Ford Field is going down. If you are downtown at Ford Field, hopefully you get your money's worth, your ticket's worth. Division supremacy is going down today. This will be the first time these two teams played each other on Thanksgiving since 1995, when Detroit won 44-30. That was a classic Thanksgiving matchup, if you remember that game. Do you remember how the offenses just lit up the scoreboard? You know, Barry Sanders and company was putting up numbers. It was a phenomenal game. The last time the Vikings played on Thanksgiving, period, was back in 2000 in Dallas, in which they won. They actually beat Dallas twice on Thanksgiving within a three-year span. The first was the more classic game in 1998. We all remember that game, the game that Randy Moss went off and put up big numbers against the team that he wanted to play for. Now, remember, Deion Sanders did not play in that game. He had a bad toe, ankle injury or something to that degree, so he didn't play. Randy Moss finished 3 catches, 150 yards in that game, and a touchdown, and all 3 catches were touchdowns each. Then, in 2000, he goes back to Texas, puts up another good performance. You got to go back and watch a replay on YouTube, and you can find the video where he caught this touchdown pass at both feet, literally at the edge of inbound. It was a thing of beauty. I haven't always been a Randy Moss fan, but I respect the guy's talent. I mean, he could play. He was fun to watch. And that particular touchdown catch was just like poetry in motion. I mean, nobody could make those type of touchdown catches. Not too many receivers in my book. Calvin Johnson's probably the only other receiver I could picture making that type of catch. But coming up in less than a half hour, we got our showdown today. You can also check out the NFL today on CBS, where the game will be broadcasted. I hope everybody got a chance to enjoy the Thanksgiving parade downtown. It rained last night here in Michigan, and that carried over into today. And it's cold out, so that's another thing. It's Michigan weather, you gotta love it. But anyway, this is what makes this game so intriguing. You got the Vikings, started off 5-0. They've only won one of their last 5 games. They actually lost 4 straight, including the overtime match that these two teams had earlier this month, just a couple weeks ago, actually. Where Golden Tate caught the game winning score in overtime. In that game, Detroit was up, and Minnesota took the lead. Detroit storms back, ties up the game. Matt Prater hits a 50-yard field goal to send the game into overtime. And in overtime, Detroit gets the ball. Stafford throws to Golden Tate, the game winning score. It was a great catch, one of the best catches of the season, one of the best yards after catches this season. Tate finished with 11 catches for 79 yards in that score in that game. And the Vikings are just kind of struggling now. They bounced back, getting a win over Arizona, a team that's more dismal than them. And then Detroit, of course, you know, winning back-to-back home, winning the first home game, first of back-to-back home games against Jacksonville. And then, of course, this is their second of their back-to-back home matchups. Detroit is actually 4-1 at home this year. They lost the first home game to Tennessee back in week 2. They've won 3 straight since. And they've had all of their games in which they trailed in the fourth quarter. The first team to ever accomplish that feat through 10 games in the history of the NFL. And they've won 6 of them. Every game they've trailed in the fourth quarter. And Stafford has led a put together comeback drives left and right. And if you ask me, I think he should be in the conversation for regular season MVP. Especially if the team not only wins this game, but they win the division. Now, the Lions have won 3 straight games on Thanksgiving. There came a time when they couldn't win on Thanksgiving. I mean, you go from 2001 to, I would say, 2013. If I'm not mistaken, they've only won one Thanksgiving Day game during that stretch. They had some games where they got flat out embarrassed. Indianapolis in 2004, Tennessee in 2008, Green Bay in 2007 and 2009. And then again in 2011, they had a very disappointing loss to Texas in 2012. But they won three straight since that game. And they've been balling, putting up big numbers. They put up 40 against Green Bay in 2013. Last year in Philadelphia, they put up 45. I mean, they have just been putting up numbers. And good for them. Good for them. I'm happy that they've been able to do that, because it's not easy, you know, trying to score points and stuff like that. It might be like this, but it's not always. So this game, though, we got a lot going on. So that being said, I can't wait for this matchup. It's coming up at 12:30. It's going down. It's going down. So I'm looking forward to this. This should be a good one. This should definitely be worth the division crown for the NFC North, at least for the time being. I mean, I can say that whoever wins this division game is going to win the division, but it definitely puts you in the driver's seat, and you're a little bit more in control of your own destiny. So that's something to hang your hats on. That's something to think about and take into consideration going into this type of game. Tickets have sold out. They were just ridiculous. We do have some key injuries. Obviously, DeAndre Lewis, the linebacker for the Lions, will not be playing in this game. He's only played in one game all of last year, and I don't think he saw the field yet this year. So I'm definitely concerned about him, because he is one of the best big play linebackers in football. And when he's on the field, he is a difference maker. Obviously, the Vikings, they don't have Adrian Peterson back. But another key injury is wide receiver Stephon Diggs, who will not play in this game. So that's definitely going to put a dent into Minnesota's offense. So I'm probably expecting a big game from Kyle Rudolph, the tight end, just for the simple fact that he could very well play, get a lot of catches and stuff. The Lions have had struggled against tight ends and coverages this year. This is where not having DeAndre Levy hurts you. And, you know, the lack of linebacker play. Now, the linebackers played exceptionally well against Jacksonville this past Sunday, but they're going to need to do a lot more than that going up against a Vikings team that's better on both sides of the ball. I'll make my predictions at the end of the broadcast. But in the meantime, we're going to take our first and only break here on the Rocket Sports Breakdown on blogtalkradio.com. Go get your turkey out of the oven, you know, do a little cooking wrap-up if you have to, or just multitask. Do what you do. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Like a vision of the dreams to be.
Welcome back to the Rocket Sports Breakdown. We don't have a whole lot of time in this broadcast. It's only a 30-minute podcast today. Just want to get through the other two games, making previews and stuff. We got the Redskins taking on the Cowboys. That Redskins offense is one of the hottest offenses in football right now. Kirk Cousins is definitely making a name for himself in the sense. Not bad for a guy that's only making $19 million or $19.9 million on the franchise tag. You know, sometimes that motivates a player too, and it should. It should motivate you when you're making less money than what you feel you're making. That should cause you to go out there and to play some very good football. These two teams always seem to go at it and everything. I think back to the last time they played on Thanksgiving. It was back in 2012 when RG3 was a rookie and lit up that Dallas secondary. Oh, man, he was putting up points and putting up numbers. There was nothing the Cowboys could do that year. It was just nothing, absolutely nothing that they could do. Now, these two teams played earlier this season in D.C. The Cowboys won that game. But in that game, we noticed Dez Bryant and Josh Norman going at it. I expect that to carry over today. I expect those two to be jawing a little bit at each other. It makes it all fun. Now, here's something interesting. Josh Norman played on Thanksgiving last year when he was with Carolina against Dallas. And he and Dez Bryant were going back and forth like it was Optimus Prime versus Megatron or something like that. Or more so, in this case, I'm not going to compare those guys to Transformers. I'll compare them more to, like, you know, maybe like a Superman talking smack with Lex Luthor or something like that, to that degree. Or Wolverine versus Sabretooth. Yeah, that makes more sense. So anyway, this should be a good game. These two teams don't like each other. There's no love loss, absolutely none whatsoever. But it should be a fun one nonetheless. And then, of course, later tonight, we have the that game will be on Fox Network between the Cowboys and Steelers. Then, of course, we have the other game between Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. That game will be later tonight at 8:30 on NBC. Should be a fun one. Andrew Luck will not be playing for the Colts, and the Colts are going to need a lot of luck if they're going to win this game. These last two times these two teams have played, Ben Roethlisberger has thrown 11 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. How many touchdowns do you think he's going to throw in this game without Andrew Luck not taking any stats for Indy? Scott Tolzien is the quarterback that's going to be taking the stats for the Colts. I haven't heard his name since 2013. I didn't even know he was still in the league. So I don't like Indianapolis' chances in that one. So that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a very, very tough game and a very, very tough matchup for them to overcome. But just to recap, we got the Vikings and Lions coming up in less than 10 minutes on CBS. We got the Cowboys and Redskins later today at 4:30 on Fox. And then tonight, the Steelers and Colts, 8:30 on NBC. And for more, you can go on to NFL.com if you want to get more information. Predictions, the whole nine. But it's going down today. I'm excited. This will be the Lions. Well, they've been playing on Thanksgiving since 1934. People don't really know that. Their first Thanksgiving Day game was against the Bears in 1935, I think. And it was a long time ago, so it definitely takes you back. But I'm looking forward to this game. It should be a fun one. I'm going to make my predictions now, just because I can do that. You know, when you got skills like that, you can do whatever the hell you want. It is all about you, okay? But I am going to make my predictions. I'm going to take the Lions to beat the Vikings. I think they'll complete the sweep. I think they're starting to come around, be a little bit more healthy. I just think that the Vikings not having Stephon Diggs is worrisome on their offense. And, of course, not being able to run the football is going to hurt them in this one. Detroit should run the ball a little bit. Well, They went up against a very good Jacksonville defense that's actually good against the run. That Jacksonville defense is actually pretty solid. It's been their offense that's been an issue. The Vikings defense, it has been better, of course. But I think with a healthy Theo Riddick, with a healthy Dwayne Washington, I don't know what Justin Forsett's going to do. I don't know if he's going to get any game action or not. But I just think that they can do some things in this game and take advantage of what some of the teams have been able to do against the Vikings defense this past month. Just use some of the same formula you did in the overtime game, but be more better. Be more explosive. You know, don't get off the field on third downs. You know, make some plays, convert first downs. Take advantage of penalties. Make turnovers happen. So that being said, I expect the Lions to win. It should be a close one. I got the Cowboys completing the sweep over the Redskins. I just think that Dallas is just going to be too much, especially in that stadium at home where they've only lost one game, and that was back in week one to the Giants. They haven't lost a game yet. I got the Steelers defeating the Colts. I don't know how many touchdowns Ben Roethlisberger is going to throw in this game. He might throw four. He might throw four or five. But I expect the Steelers to win. And I think the Colts' playoff run, or their chances of making the playoffs, will probably end if they lose tonight. Sunday's games, we got the Cardinals and Falcons. I'm going to take the Falcons. I think it should be an interesting matchup. The Falcons are kind of like what the Cardinals were last year, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Arizona has been a disappointment this year, probably the biggest disappointment in the NFC. I expect the Falcons to come out lighting it up a little bit. It should be a fun matchup, though, between those two teams. Arizona's defense is still playing well, but can they shut down Matt Ryan and company? We'll find out on Sunday. But I got the Falcons winning that game. I'm going to take the Ravens to beat the Bengals. Cincinnati's playoff season, consecutive seasons to make the playoffs, I think will come to an end. And I think Marvin Lewis's tenure as the head coach of the team will come to the end at the end of the season. So I got the Ravens winning that game. I'm going to take Buffalo to beat Jacksonville at home. Might not be an easy one, but if they get Sammy Watkins back, this team can possibly get a little bit more explosive on offense and maybe even make a playoff run for the first time since 1999. The old millennium, by the way. Tennessee and Chicago, I'm going to take the Titans to win this game. It seems like the Titans, the best they can do is get up to 500. They're up and down usually from week to week, it seems like. There's lack of consistency, but the Bears are a lot worse. And I expect, without Jay Cutler, even though I think Brian Hoyer is probably a better option for them at quarterback right now anyway, but I got the Titans winning this game, and I think DeMarco Murray is going to run wild on that pathetic Bears defense. I got the Giants beating Cleveland. I think Cleveland's still going to be winless after this one. I think the Giants are going to win this game. They're going to make a statement. They're going to be chasing after Dallas. I can't wait to see those two teams play each other before this regular season's over. Chargers and Texans. I got the Texans winning. I think the Texans are going to be pissed off. They're going to take their frustrations out on the Chargers. They should. I think they will definitely bounce back from that tough loss to Oakland this past Monday night. So I got to win that game. San Francisco and Miami, at the Dolphins, they are on a roll right now. Jay Ajayi should have a fun game against that 49ers defense that's been struggling a little bit. They're competitive, I'll say that. They're competitive, but I got the Dolphins extending the win streak in that one. The Rams and Saints should be an interesting one, considering that the Rams defense can go up against anybody, specifically even Drew Brees and company. That's the fun one in that Superdome. Then we got the Seahawks and Tampa Bay. I'm taking Tampa Bay in the upset. I think the Buccaneers try to open up some eyes in Kansas City last week. They have gotten lucky, but I think they can pull off the upset. Remember, the last time these two teams played, Tampa Bay got up to a 21-0 lead in 2013, and they were a completely different team at that point. And Seattle was still not as strong as they were that year when they went on to win the Super Bowl. I got the Patriots beating the Jets. I know the Patriots have struggled to win a little bit in the Meadowlands against the Jets over the years, but I think they'll get it done. I got the Raiders beating the Panthers. I don't like Cam Newton's Panthers competing against that Oakland offense. It's just not going to happen. Denver will beat Kansas City on Sunday night. That should be a fun one. And then I got Philadelphia. Carson Wentz will bounce back after a tough game against Seattle and light up that Green Bay defense. So those are my predictions for Thanksgiving weekend, week 12. Good luck to all your teams today. Have fun. Enjoy your time with your family, your friends, your loved ones. If you're traveling, please be safe. But have a wonderful time. Be thankful. Be thankful you're still alive, that you have a lot to look forward to going forward. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Have a wonderful time. This is Rocket. About to sign off. Rocket Sports Breakdown. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. Take care of yourselves. God bless you. Enjoy your food. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.